A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Daf Yud, Menachos 10b, pagination is 20. We'll start from the last line on the page at the two dots. Komatz, if he did the kemitza, va'ala biyado, and what came up in his hand, together with the flower, is tsuror, a pebble, o gargo melach, or a kernel of salt, o koret levona, or a particle of the levona, posel, it's going to be posel. So we have three examples of something getting mixed in together with the kmitza, together with the flour, and all of these three possibilities, it's not the flour, and it's going to invalidate the kmitza. Asks the Gemara on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Kolhani Lomali, why do you need all three cases? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, we need them all. Di'i Tanat Tzuror, if we only knew the case of Pebble, Mishum Delav Basakrovahi, because it has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, it's not appropriate for a Kemitza. Avo Melach, but salt, the Basakrovahi, ultimately it will be salted before it's put on the fire on the Mizbeach. Ema tiskasher. So I would think, maybe even as part of the kemitza, it'll be okay. V'itan amelach, and if I was told salt, delo ikva bahade mincha me'ikara, it's not supposed to be there initially. Ava levona, but the levona is indeed, the ikva bahade mincha me'ikara, it's supposed to be there in the bowl. Ema tiskasher, if it ends up in the kemitza, maybe it's okay. Kamash malon, to let you know that all of these are considered inappropriate for the kemitza and would invalidate it. Rashi on the top of the page asks, V'im tomar, if you'll ask me, Ketzad komitz v'halo levona al haminchahi. So how can anybody ever do kemitza? The levona is there. And he explains that when the kemitza is done, the levona is on one area, and the kemitza is purposely done in the part that does not have levona, and that's how kemitza is done, and it's not supposed to have in it, certainly not a pebble. The salt is not put on till later, and even the levona is studiously avoided. At the two dots of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we continue. Mepneisha omru, the reason that these things are invalid is because hakometz hacheser o ayeser pasul, because if the kometz has too little or too much, it's pasul. Asks the Gemara, my irya mishum cheser v'yeser. Why do you have to invoke a special rule that the kometz is too little or too much? Typically mishum chatzitza. There's a separation between his hand and the flower, because these things that are not supposed to be there, like a pebble, is mixed in. Rabbi Yirmiya explained, Minatzad. The pebble is showing up on the side of the fist that he's making in the kemitza process, and therefore it never actually separates between the flower and his hand. But what it does do is it limits the handful that he's taking, and that's why it's pasul. Amalei Abaya l'Rava, Abaya asked Rava, Ketzad komtzin, how do you do the kemitza? And there's a bit of a back and forth. Let's skip about four lines. Amar Rav explained, Chofash shalosh etzba osav ad shamegia al pas yado v'komitz. He uses his middle three fingers and he draws them until they reach the palm, trapping some of the flour in them. And that's the act of kemitza. Tanya nami hachi, this is how we learned. Melo kumtso, it should be a complete kometz. Yochel mevoritz, I would think it should be overflowing. Taman lama bikumtso, it has to be within his fingers. I bekumtso yochel b'roshay etzba osav, I would think he could do skimpy just with the tips. Taman lama mole kumtso, it has to be a complete kometz. Haketz, how is it done? the first wide line, Chofesh Shalosh Etzba'os Avapasyod Avakometz. He draws his three fingers to the palm of his hand, and he does the kometz with the pinky and the thumb being used to finesse how much is being trapped within the kometz. The Gemara points out, B'machavas uvimarcheshes, in the type of mincha that is first fried and then the kmitza is done afterwards. So mochek begudlo mil milo ve'etzbo ketana mil mata, he really has to use his thumb and his pinky in a most diligent way to get the pieces just right, what's trapped in his hand and what's not supposed to be there, so it doesn't have anything protruding. And the Gemara declares on the next line, zui achas me'avodas koshos shebe mikdash, it's one of the difficult avodos that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, because if you're dealing with plain flour, more or less, it forms itself as a kmitza, and the pinky and the thumb would just be used to finesse. But in the case of the Machavas and Marcheshes, there's already a hardness to it. There's a presence, and the pieces that are being trapped within his kmitza have to really be worked on. So that's considered achas me'avodos kashos shebemikdash, one of the difficult avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. Another one is chafina, the Kohen Gadol's task on Yom Kippur, to put the besamim, the ketores, on the coals when he goes into the Kodshei Kodoshim. And that, too, required a special skill. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.